This is Gary Goldman. I'm the co-host of Radio Entrepreneurs. In case you didn't know, we are broadcast weeknights from 6 to 7 and from 9 to 10 on the internet at www.radioentrepreneurs.com. Today, I am so honored to have two great guests. We have Matt and Chris Noon from Smartline Global. Welcome, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Why don't you tell us a
Gary.
Little bit about your company?
Thanks for having us.
Tell us.
Well, go ahead, Chris. You kick it off here.
So we're a couple of local boys from Sudbury, Massachusetts, pretty close to home here. And we recently sold our business. We were doing about $8 million in revenue offering lawn care in Massachusetts and Connecticut. So we had five offices offering premium lawn care, fertilization, tree care. We control all that good stuff. And We created a niche in our industry, and the consumer sort of recognized us as being the higher end service. So we recently sold our business to a national company and have launched a Smart Lawn franchise, which is a operating system unit to better take our premium model and expand it and teach business owners or new business owners how to expand this model across the country. So local landscapers or fertilization companies who are looking to grow and are having problems, they can license our Smart Lawn franchise and expand 10 times. And we've found this niche to be something that's very, very in demand. So
I'm a landscaper. Why would I want to go with you at this point? And how much money would it be involved? And how would the whole process work?
What do you think about that, Matt? You want to speak to that?
Sure. Yeah, landscapers is a great question, Gary. Landscapers are actually one of our greatest and biggest, audience for this product because typically landscapers are inundated with a lot of the manual labor services that they're currently offering. And they're great at it. They're great at customer service. They're great at, filling the needs of clients for landscape maintenance. But one of the challenges they have, Gary, is they're not able to create the time necessary to become licensed to apply fertilization and weed control and insect control products. And a lot of times they don't have the knowledge agronomically to administer these products and to actually take care of the trees, shrubs, and lawns. So what we offer them is actually very unique to our industry because we are, unlike a lot of the other lawn care, national lawn care franchises out there, we're able to essentially vertically integrate an entire package for them to operate, an all-inclusive package, meaning everything from administering the products, purchasing the products. We give them the systems to essentially provide the software to service the customers, their customer base, as well as all the other systems needed to run a successful and profitable, profitable is a very important word there, business. And it's essentially a bolt-on to what they're already doing. So in terms of helping them, it's really the full package. If they come to us for help, they get everything that they need to run a successful lawn care business. Currently, most of them are offering this service as a subbed out contract to a lot of the large national companies. And they don't really, it's not really a good cultural fit. You know, I was a landscaper at one point in time when I was younger, and it's just not a good fit in terms of providing their customers with a personal brand. And this brand is personal, and it also allows them to become successful with it. So that's why I think they would, I know that they would benefit from this product and service.
Mm-hmm. So Smart Lawn, you've been in business for 2 months now?
Yes, we just launched our press release this year at the GIE conference last week in Louisville, and we had great reception. We had about 2,000 lawn and landscape industry folks, inquiring about our new Smart Lawn franchise, and we did a number of demos, and we launched about 2 months ago,
Well, it's been in development for about 18 months.
Yeah.
I was doing most of the heavy lifting with that. Chris was kind of just checking out, sleeping.
I was doing research, if
you
will.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. He calls it research.
Research, yeah.
Waking up at noontime while I'm developing
friends,
the product.
Say, hey, I got this cool new product. You think you'd like it? Sure, yeah. Call me when it's ready. You know, let's get coffee.
Well, he's a salesman, so he was taking them out to dinner and doing all that stuff. Running up the tab.
Rocking that expense account.
That's all part of the marketing.
Exactly. Yeah, you know.
You got to market to grow.
It's a wicked awesome product, Gary, I'll tell you.
So, anyways, how's it going so far? What are our prospects? Where are we going at this point? And how do we hope to grow it in 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years? What's our strategy and how are we going to grow this business?
Well, that's a great question, Gary. What we're doing right now is starting regionally. So, all across the country, there's different grass types, and we believe the synergies and business processes that we're basically going to run our corporate out of Marlborough, Massachusetts, and support all of these owners. We should start regionally.
And we can do so remotely, which is fantastic with the technology we've developed.
Yeah, we've invested quite a lot of our investment money, and Matt and myself have self-financed this venture. Up front and really perfected certain technologies that are not in the marketplace right now.
Non-existent, really.
So we can run and help these and assist these landscape or franchise owners from our call centers and support them with inbound calls, outbound calls, HR, any sort of services, marketing, and it'll all be centralized. It'll be one brand, Smart Lawn, and all they have to do is make sure that the client is happy, deliver a good service, and retention is big in our industry, keeping people happy and keeping them involved. So keeping the stickiness between Smart Lawn and the end consumer.
Client retention and employee retention,
and
Chris.
Both. You know.
He's a sales guy, so I focus on that part. Keeping everybody happy.
Well, I'm trying to build the business and grow it, and regionally is sort of where we're going to start, but we're getting calls. I had a call yesterday from Texas, Utah, all over the place, and it's hard to...
How do you know the different types of lawns and different types of issues in different areas of the country? Do you possess that expertise?
Yes, Gary, that's a great question.
That's
as well.
That's Matt's department.
We've developed an agronomic program for each region, which again is another added benefit for anybody. You know, landscapers are a great target market for us, but it really anybody that has the drive and work ethic to want and desire to grow a business can benefit from this franchise platform. And it's basically built, grass types are built agronomically within about four zones. So you have the Northeast, mm-hmm. That is where we built our first lawn care business, the private one. And you have Southeast and then Midwest and West. And so each area has different grass types. Each area has different weed types, and we've developed a customized program not only to identify and help our prospects franchise owners understand agronomically the grass types and weeds, but also the program in which they need to administer the products, which is
so
very important.
Let's just take an example. I'm from Kentucky, and I have Kentucky bluegrass. So what would you do for somebody like that?
Well, speaking technically, I don't want to put our audience to sleep, but I can give a bit of an overview. Typically, we do a 7-8 visit program. Visit meaning essentially we like in season, in high season, not including winter, we like to have our technicians out on those lawns every month administering certain products, weed controls. And then feeding the Kentucky bluegrass, as it may be, depending on the state. And additionally, what makes us unique is we have a certified technician. Our owners will have a certified technician that can really monitor that lawn all year long. And that really adds that service, that premium service, that is part of our model and pricing mechanism to provide something that is non-existent within the market right now, and that's what's really exciting for us. So, yeah, the technical part is very important, obviously, but with lawn care, it's actually just as important to make sure that your service is really at the top of its game. So when I say service, I mean communication, customer routing in terms of making sure we're getting out to those lawns in a timely manner. So there's a lot more to it because of the volume involved in the client base. And that's also a part where I think a lot of our prospects and clients, especially landscapers, can benefit from learning these systems from us on an ongoing basis and continuing to train and help them grow their business.
And how much does it cost to initially get in as an investment?
Our territory is based on how many single family dwellings and how many zip codes, but it would require a $50,000 deposit, and there's a royalty of 8% on revenue and some marketing fees and things like that.
It all depends too on the size of the market that they want to invest in, so that we customize. We have an owner breakdown where, depending on how large of a territory, how much experience they have, if it's a larger area that they're covering already with their existing business, they're going to be investing more money than a guy that has a couple of trucks or wants to start with a couple of trucks. So we customize the pricing. But yeah, Chris just hit it right on the spot. It's really, on average, is around $50,000 for the investment. And that investment, and I say investment because a lot of franchises market it as an expense, and it really isn't. It's really, you're really buying something that is going to compound. And what I love about what we're doing now is we can really show our prospect where they're going to make money with us.
Right.
Confidently.
You have the expertise, plus you have the marketing skills, and you're going to show them how to grow the business as opposed to somebody else that perhaps doesn't know how to do that. Why don't we talk about how, after you bought the franchise, how you would make it grow?
Well, essentially, we started our Cape Cod office, a business-owned office, sort of like our test kitchen, right when we sold our last company in South Dennis, and started to market build. So that was one of our strong points, and we invented a technology and a franchise term called one-step sales. So the name of the game in this type of business is growth, but acquisition costs of the client. So profitable growth. We don't have a retail store. You can't walk in to the store like maybe like a Truly Yogurt, where it's a fixed part of the town and people see it and drive by it. We have to go out to see them. So we need to really enter in the community in different ways. So we do market building as part of our franchise setup. So you get your our outbound calling, build the market, we send direct mail, and then a big internet presence, and then social media and community outreach all at once. So the first 6 months, people start to talk, know who we are, and then when they call in, our inbound process is called one-step sales, which means over the phone, instantly, we can satellite measure their property, offer an instant price, and have a delivery truck there within hours, where a lot of our competitors, it'll take 3 or 4 days just to get an estimate. And that has served to be
I'm sorry to cut you off, Chris. Yeah, but when you said, outbound, that's actually a really important feature for our company and our franchise system, because unlike a lot of the other services out there that are offered, one of our unique features is the fact that we will provide that upfront market splash building process in terms of calling outbound and generating that business and promoting. And that's something think I really value. I mean, I invested it as a private lawn care operator. I invested in that. Mm-hmm. And it's a very difficult thing to do. And Chris, and I'm not just saying this because he's my brother, Gary, but he's phenomenal at doing this and building teams of people.
Right. So what you're drawing on is each area of expertise that you possess.
Exactly.
The technical skills of the industry in combination with the sales, marketing skills, financial background, which is so important because you don't see that a lot of times in other franchises.
Thank you, Gary. Sure. We've talked the walk, so to speak. We've done it, and we have the evidence and the historical narrative to show these folks how that, how they can literally become successful. And we can point out anything from, how product costs to managing labor and you know, the whole kit and caboodle, as they say. And, you know, we love this so much. We even wrote a book about it. You know, Chris wrote a book about...
Well, my ghostwriter is Matt. He wrote a book about our story.
Dialing for dollars in a digital world, the secret art of making millions over the phone.
And it's really about integrating the, marrying the internet with the phone. You know, everyone says the phone's dead, Gary, but we all know we're still using the phone. We're just using it in a different way now. And that's, you know, our proprietary software integrates outbound calling with the internet. So as Chris likes to say, what is your one-liner you love, your sales guys?
Well, so I guess it's internet is the inter- wait, the f-
Oh, God, the, Gary, I think he slept
internet,
in today.
I need some more coffee.
I need more coffee.
The internet is... The internet
Matt's the writer, so he's got
the internet is the trap. The phone is the kill shot.
Yeah.
Come on, Chris.
And so basically... what
He does I, it. He doesn't write about
I
it.
I do it. So I'm sort of like... what do you call me? A genius or a...
A savant.
Savant, yeah.
Savant.
So
idiot savant.
I don't think there's an idiot part to that, but thanks, Chris, for that. There's a Forbes study done, and everyone is just going to internet and digital marketing. It's the way of the future. Whatever, put all your marketing money in there, and that's what you do. And they get to your website, and they look around. If your website isn't you know, what it should be, they put their information on the front page, and then what happens? The company will get a form and a contact thing. But within 5 minutes, if you don't call them and make contact and say, hey, you know, Gary, this is Chris from Smart Lawn. You need an instant quote? It's like it never happens.
If you don't call them within five minutes, 75% of those leads are most likely not to hire that company, I guess, is what Forbes wrote about with that.
Mm-hmm. So that phone is everything still.
We've really perfected that sales process,
that contact,
which we're proud of.
That connection, that's so vital to anybody's success. If it can't be on a personal basis, it has to be other means. And you've obviously figured that out, and you've got a model that's going to be very successful.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody wants to reach you guys, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can give us a call at 978-838-3107 is my direct line.
Oh, you're taking those calls, huh, Chris?
Taking them live. There's a face behind this company. It's not some generic company out there. Or smartlawn.com, or my email is cnoon@smartlawn.com.
And his cell phone is, Chris, you going to give the cell phone?
978-430-9195.
Okay, Matt, care to share?
No, I'm behind. You know, I don't do the sales part. No, my contact info, is that what you're asking,
yeah,
Gary?
Sure.
Yeah, my cell phone for anybody who's looking for... any ladies.
Any ladies.
No, I'm married. I'm taken.
Yeah, they're always...
those days are over for me.
For you guys listening, there's a line outside. They're waiting for us. We're about to go out.
But my number is 978-430-9196. It's basically the same number as Chris's. Instead of a 5 at the end, it's a 6.
Okay, thank you
thanks,
so
Gary.
Much.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks for having
Chris.
Us in.
Yeah.
This
appreciate
is Radio
it.
Entrepreneurs. Smart Lawn, that's who we've been talking about. The scientific approach with measurable results, agronomically responsible, return on your investment, trusted partner. Radio Entrepreneurs signing off. Now a word from our sponsor.